Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Too late.
Too late. It is too late. So at least a monetary policy.
This is a Justin Timberlake banger.
Not Justin Timberlake.
This ain't... Who is this?
Timbaland.
Justin Timberlake?
No.
But who's singing this part?
I don't know.
Justin Timberlake, right? I think it's Justin Timberlake.
It did fit the show today.
Timbaland is a guy.
Oh, I know who Timbaland is, but I'm saying, yeah, did Justin Timberlake sing this song, though? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. You're on a roll with the music stuff, too.
Yeah,
it happens. What are you going to do? This segment, of course, in this hour, and this show brought to you by Paramount Plus Sports Talk on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman Hugh from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th only on Paramount.
Ain't that the one Jerry Jones was in?
Landman, I think it is. Yes, yeah. He was acting, yes.
One Republic was the other guy.
One Republic, okay.
So not Justin Timberlake.
Okay. Too late to apologize. Mm-hmm. It ain't never too, well, I guess it is. I ain't apologize.
Yeah.
Well, you had to with that woman that you, unfortunately.
Yeah, I smacked her in the butt. Bottom.
No, the other one you called pregnant.
Oh, the pregnant lady.
Yeah, you have a lot of these that have come up in the course of this.
Surprising amount of ones that Hugh could relate to.
I've embarrassed
you
my
are
children.
A problem.
I've embarrassed quite a few people in my family a few times. Ain't apologizing.
And you still got plenty more in you.
Double,
OG Wade is up next on WIP. OG! OG? OG going once. OG going twice. OG goes back on hold.
Disaster.
It happens. It's not great. I expected more at OG, a veteran of the station. Lou in Denver's up.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Lou.
I had to apologize 2 years ago. I was in Denver. One of my buddies was leaving Denver. He was moving to California. We went out late. I was drunk. Couldn't get an Uber home. Kept calling. Couldn't get one home. I fell asleep on the street. Woke up at 4 a.m., had to call my wife. That was a good conversation.
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I haven't had a drink, really. I had a couple beers here and there, but I haven't been drunk in 2 years. So, you know, there's some good out of it.
I mean, maybe it's for the best in the long term.
It sounds like, no disrespect to you, but it sounds like you probably needed to slow down.
Yeah.
You fall asleep on the street,
Dog.
That's a lot.
And now I feel like my mental clarity is off the charts, best shape of my life, but there's no better feeling than knowing I'm better than all you people that drink. So
is that what it is? hey, you know what? What works? I'm okay with that.
You know
what works for you?
I like that.
If that works for you and that keeps you in a good place, in a good space, then God bless
you. And you found a way out, a happy ending, unlike Hugh with the woman who, you know, he unfortunately called overweight by accident. That, there's no happy ending for that
one. You just got to wait for them to tell you, like, oh, yeah, I'm 5 months pregnant.
You know what? I should have did that.
Yes.
When they, like, they were talking about getting married, right? So I assumed that was the reason why.
You know what that assume, what happens when you assume.
Yeah, make an ass. I do that every day, though. So.
Lou, what are you thinking on Bryce? But,
Yeah, man, this feels like when I hit a big parlay, which never happens. I did it like once, where $20 and you win like $1,000. Like, oh, I should have put more money on it. Dude, you got $330 million, dude. Just stop. And you have 6 years left, $144 million. That's about what he's worth, I would say. I just think, like, and here's the other thing. Dombrowski was honest about every single player. He called out Trey Turner on the throw. He called out Strom for not practicing, you know, pitching.
Yeah, the PFPs.
And fielding. Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, this was a – it wasn't like he was just calling Bryce out. So, let's – this will blow over. He'll be a Philly. If you want to extend him when it's like 3 years left and he's still playing well, okay, fine. But and one more thing about the Packers. I'm going to be there in Lambeau on Monday night with my Brandon Graham jersey, white Brandon Graham jersey. We're going to win, and I hope to God we do at least like 10 tush pushes.
Oh, I'm glad you brought it up, Lou.
I
would like – they need to run the tush push extra on Monday night. Like anytime it's a third and one, fourth and one, anytime within the three-yard line, like make them feel it because they were the biggest babies all offseason. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and it's a psychological advantage we have over them. And again, Sirianni doesn't get enough credit, and Hurts doesn't get enough credit for a play that people were trying to ban. It was so good. So we're winning this game 27-20.
Love it, Lou, man. Enjoy Lambeau on Monday. So it does make you think, though. You know who I could see not handling a whole game of tush push as well? Micah. Micah's going to have a lot. Like, imagine what Lou says plays out. Eagles win 27-20. They run a bunch of tush pushes. Let's even say there could be one or two where maybe the Eagles jumped a little bit early and they miss it because that happens on the tush push. You think Micah's going to handle that well after the game, or is he going to have a lot of complaining to do?
Probably complain.
Yeah.
He's going to complain. I mean, I can definitely see that.
Yeah. He will not handle it well.
Didn't he, like, go for a ride on top of the pile the last time?
I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not his game. His game's not tush-push defense.
He'll complain about it a lot after, though.
He'll talk all week about how it should be illegal and all that stuff. OG Wade up on WIP. OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing
today?
Hey,
OG. What are we thinking?
Man, it was great seeing you guys yesterday,
you
man.
You too, man. You too, always.
And y'all do a hell of a job. I gotta give you credit on that, man. WIP is you know, high class, I should say that.
Thank you. We appreciate it, and you being part of it, man. Always.
Yeah, you guys, man, are very entertaining. This show is good, and I just can't, you know, I'm being serious though. You know, it was a little touching last night to see that turnout. You know what I mean? And the way that y'all put things together. But let me get on this Bryce thing.
Yeah, go for it.
I think there's two things going on here. Bryce knows he's not done, but Bryce knows he's not going to be able to get another contract. He knows what his body is doing, and it's on a decline. I think Dombrowski did what he did, but sort of what Brandon Graham did when he came on and did what he did as far as bringing up the AJ, and he took one for the team. You know what I'm saying? I think Dombrowski's letting them know Bryce is not getting a deal. And there's why we're not giving him a new deal. But he had to make it public the way that he did it so that it don't get a backlash at him when he don't give Bryce the money. You know what I'm saying? I think the fans would have more enough time to look at this. If you look at the situation with Bryce right now, Bryce is in the same situation that Reddick was in with the Eagles. The Eagles didn't mind giving Reddick an extension, but they didn't want to give him the big money that he wanted. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the same exact thing because the Eagles knew he was on the wrong side of 30. Bryce is on the wrong side of however old he is for that type of contract that he's asking for, on top of having 6 freaking years left.
Yep.
6, can you imagine that? You got 6 years left on a deal, and you asking for another deal? I'm not mad at him for asking for it, but just because a person asked for it, you don't have to give it. And I know people say, well, he put butts in the seats and all that. Let me tell you something about Philadelphia. You put a product out there that's good enough to come and watch, them ass is going to be in them seats. You know?
Always. It was like that before, bro, you're right.
Yeah.
It was like that before he got here, and it will be again. Like, when they're good, people will come out and watch. OG, we appreciate the phone call, and it was a great event last night. We appreciate everyone that came out, the Chickies of Pizza, the Travis Manion Foundation, and hung out. By the way, the age thing keeps coming up. it's not just the age, right? You can be great into your 30s. I mean, a lot of us want Schwarber back. He's basically the same age, right? It's how you're going to age. Aaron Judge and Bryce Harper are the same age. Like, I think it's like 5 months difference. Does anyone look at those two as the same athlete at this point? No, Aaron Judge looks like he's got a lot left, and he's better anyway. And I don't know how much Bryce has left. Like, if Bryce was playing at Aaron Judge's level, Shohei Ohtani's level, I don't think I'd love the idea of tacking more years on, but least...
It'd be easier to swallow.
Yeah, because you'd be like, all right, well, he's the best player, or you know, one of the few best players, and maybe there's still 5, 6, 7, 8 years left.
You could stomach that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't. Again, Dombrowski can't say it because he's running the organization. But when he said, "I don't know if he'll get back to being elite," I feel the same way. I think a lot of people do. Like, we'll see if Bryce Harper gets back to being the player he was a couple years ago. All right, the Sixers last night, Hugh, tough night. We were watching some of it while we were at Chickie's last night. Not that surprising in the spot, right? It's a back-to-back. They played in Chicago.
Hard to go back.
Scheduled losses, someone once said, wisely.
It did feel to me like a scheduled loss last night. When I saw they had to be back-to-back in Cleveland, I was like, that's going to be a tough spot.
You know, they really should have won that Bulls game.
Of course, that's the problem.
That's the one, and the way you lost it. Was ridiculous.
Yeah, so they have some issues right now. I think Nurse is playing these guards too much. I mean, Maxey looked totally just no legs last night and the night before. Edgecombe had his first real bad game, which, you know, you're going to get with rookies sometimes. So it was a tough spot with all things together. But it also seems like Donovan Mitchell maybe a little extra motivated to you. I think you could relate to this. Let's hear Donovan Mitchell after the game last night, why he was a little more motivated to have a big night against the Sixers.
I wouldn't put the game that I had based on the court. This kid pissed me off today. I was playing 2K. I've been playing 2K for like 2 hours, and I told him too. I was like, wait, just wait. And he just called me washed up. He called me a bunch of things. But I love it, you know what I mean? He said he ain't seen a highlight from me in a minute. And I just told him, all right, we'll see. He said, tell me to go to sleep. Like, he was going in. So this game was for that kid or grown man, whoever that was. So I appreciate you. I told him I'd give him a shout out too. So that's what tonight was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So wait a minute. I didn't see, this was more the story than I knew. So he let the person know it was Spider. Spider knew somebody was cooking him on NBA 2K. Mm-hmm.
He roasted him, yeah.
Yeah, because you know, a lot of times these kids are brutal. Because I can relate to that story, because the other day I was hell diving.
You get cooked by kids online?
Well, no, like, it's different because in hell divers, you know, it's a group of four. And so we're getting ready for extraction,
yeah,
right? And right when we're getting ready to extract.
What are you extracting?
Well, you're leaving the planet. You know, you get all the minerals, you get all the stuff, and then you kill all the bugs, you do your assignments. You know, you gotta like get the oil, you gotta like blow up some bug holes or whatever.
Another day.
Yeah.
So you're getting ready to extract, and like everybody gets on the Pelican itself for one person, and then he just blows everybody up. That ain't right. Because then you lose all your stuff. You don't get the extraction or whatever. You don't get the extra points.
Seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, but it's kind of messed up. But okay. You got to kick that person out of the
park. So the kids roast you?
Yeah, they do. Or if you're, like, a lot of times, if you're, like, if they, like, the kids like to call you trash, mm-hmm. if you're not killing bugs or whatever, they will kick you out the party.
Really?
Take it very seriously.
Oh, listen.
Have you gotten kicked out before? for not killing enough bugs?
I've gotten kicked out because, like, I guess, like, a lot of times if your connection drops and they're playing with their friends and they'll kick you out of the they'll kick you out of the party.
That's a shame, man.
Do they know who you are in this?
It's only a few people that I play with that I actually, you know, tell who I am when I held out.
It just would be amazing.
It's funny, yeah. Like, you just kicked out Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, like.
No, I mean, kids are brutal, man. They do not care. And, like, some people take gaming way too seriously.
Well, we know you. I mean, you take what the kids say very seriously. You won't even eat hot dogs probably.
No, I don't eat the glizzies. Yeah. No, I don't. But, I mean, some people take glizzies. I mean, they take glizzies and gaming way too seriously.
Well, people take glizzy seriously?
Yeah.
No one takes glizzy
seriously.
You're
the one that takes them seriously.
I game with some people we work with here. We game all the time. We hell dive together.
Do they talk
dressing.
Dressing
in you? No. Oh, they usually
that'd be an HR
like,
thing.
But see, no. Usually, because shout out to Brandon, because usually Brandon carries me through hell divers.
Oh, he's good.
Because, no, Brandon has all the good weapons and stuff.
Oh, why don't you have those?
Because I don't play like that. Like, they're blowing up ships and stuff. So I just kind of run around and whatever they get, I kind of just, you
so
know.
You're basically
so
yourself.
You're riding
the
coattails.
Yeah, basically, I ride their coattails. I sit back. Wow. Every now and then, man, that's just how you got to hell dive. I like to kill my little bugs and stuff because they play them higher levels, man. They play them suicide missions.
Ooh.
See, I like to play the little hard to extreme missions, but they play the suicide missions where you drop in and it's like, It just gets the on and popping like right away.
It's above your pay grade, right there.
Yeah, a little bit. I gotta get me some more weapons and work on my stratagems and stuff.
All right, there's Hugh's Thursday night for everyone. All right, we check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You three are a train wreck.
Hey, yeah.
Totally agree.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's the smartest thing said all day.
Yep. Looks like Al Davis Douglas made an early appearance today.
Al Davis Douglas.
Just win.
No, I'm telling you, I woke up this morning and I'm like, I think the Raiders win this one. I do.
Be an awful loss for Denver in their pursuit of a top seed.
Once you mentioned it, I think I'm with you.
I put Asher Genty plus 40. I think in plus 40 yard rushing.
What?
Plus 40.
Let's do it.
I'm officially fading Hugh on this.
Again, let's do it separately from the money line.
Oh, I did.
Okay,
I did that, let's and I got Brock Bowers anytime touchdown.
Yep.
I didn't do a Geno Smith prop. I should have did that.
Well, he's kind of played bad this season.
Well, he threw for four tutties.
No, he had one good game.
He got four tutties. I just wanted to say tutties.
You do. This is a segment for Hugh to say tutties. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I just feel like they're going to win tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
I got a feeling.
So we got no neck Douglas now. I guess that neck is finally catching up to that big-ass head. Damn.
I should have known. As soon as
you should have never told you people about the neck issues.
No. Yeah, don't. Any of your insecurities, don't bring it up to you people.
Yeah.
They'll remember.
They'll get you. Yep. Hey, I have an idea. Stop talking about our star athletes.
Well, I got bad news for everyone.
That's what we do.
Really how the station was built. Yeah, that's not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
While we're apologizing, do you guys want to apologize for Hugh's clues the other day?
No.
I do. On behalf of the city.
I ain't gonna lie, I agree. I feel some kind of way that since we had those clues, y'all ain't let me do it.
Nah. Again.
Somebody did comment, okay, this is officially the end of Hugh's clues. Like, it's done.
It's funny how y'all just knobs.
We did commandeer the prize giveaway today, which I thought went well.
I think so, too. You ever feel sometimes people just need a break from something?
Yeah.
And I just felt...
We spared everyone from Hugh's clues today.
There was a guy at the bar last night that was asking about it. This one's gonna stick.
See, this is where, like, Joe's way better than me because Buddy wanted to litigate the Midwest thing at the bar last night. I'm like, dog, I'm not about to do that.
That's,
did that all day.
You know,
yesterday.
Think about how many people went to the bar that night and were like, did you hear Hugh Douglas today talking about
that? It was definitely
like, a lot of people probably did that.
It was the talk of the
city. No, they wanted to, but I wouldn't engage.
Not to you.
So officially we apologize on behalf of the city.
I don't apologize.
Everybody. No. Yeah, no, it's okay. Joe and I will.
Yeah, we're apologizing for you.
We apologize for you. Guys, don't disrespect the 40 numbers. John Ritchie was 48.
Fullbacks are totally allowed
to wear 40.
Yeah, they are.
Like, defensive backs and wide receivers that are put in 48, it's a sign you can't play. I picked up on that very quickly.
Unless you're John Lynch, right?
John Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was safety. It was,
right. Defensive back, though, you said.
No, okay, I mean like a corner. Corner wide receiver.
Somebody who's supposed to be fast.
That's it.
Yeah, not a fast number.
Yeah, fast.
Fullback's not supposed to be fast. It's a bruiser number.
Yeah, and I was, it's, I was bad
Joe
at football.
Joe is not a bruiser.
Yeah, not my specialty.
That mustache must be weighing down Kyle's brain.
It's a good one. I like that.
Yep. Kyle's dad. Okay. How can anyone take Kyle's sports take seriously after hearing Kyle's dad right there?
Kyle's dad is funny.
Yeah. I lost all credibility.
That
apparently.
One was a tough one for you.
The drinky is all time.
We lost you during that.
He's still 7 years old. Drinky.
By the way, you can see Joe Conklin's comedy show at the Sellersville Theater this Saturday, November 8th, with Eddie McGonigal and Tim Conniff. Get tickets at joeconklin.com. Let's see. Oh, just catching up. What's with Hugh today? And somebody responded, don't ask.
I hate y'all. I really do.
Don't ask. It's too much.
Hugh must have packed a bowl with all those tea leaves that he's reading.
I'm not a bowl packer.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I mean, love reading tea leaves, though.
Yeah, you do. People are questioning what those tea leaves are.
I like the loud.
We might have to come up with a bit where Hugh just predicts something just based on the tea leaves he's
reading.
Reading
the tea leaves, yep.
Yeah.
Reading the tea leaves.
Yo, that garden gnome next to Joe is talking crazy today.
All right, that's a good one. I got you a prize on that one.
You are particularly gnomish.
No, it's garden gnomish vibes. Yeah. I'm seeing it. Yep.
Yeah,
one more. That's it. Joe back to Knights, Hugh back to Atlanta, and Kyle back into the abyss. I don't appreciate that. Do not appreciate that.
They definitely trying to get me out of the city after the Midwest.
Of the three of us, they only moved me hours. You guys,
we're thousands of miles away.
I get to stay. They just want me out of the spot.
To stay.
Yeah.
You get to stay at WIP. Yep, that's good.
We do so well together, though.
See everybody.
I'll miss you guys.
I'm going back into the abyss. That's all from
you. See you in Atlanta. That's enough.
It's kind of warm down there, though. It ain't cold. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I like the weather the way it is right now.
I mean, it's all right.
Are you cold?
No, I'm
much like perfect.
Yeah, I like
yesterday
this.
Yesterday was perfect, I think. Yesterday was a perfect day.
I don't think I could do the
morning
hours.
A little
no
less
more.
Wind, but.
Oh, the morning hours used to do.
Do the morning hours no more.
Yeah, we barely get you awake for 10. I mean, 5 a.m. That feels like.
Ooh, yeah, that's
feels like a lot. All right, so we have ourselves a giveaway. We actually have two of these to give away. So we're going to the Flyers game.
Yes, we are.
On December 3rd, midday show out to the Flyers, Flyers Sabres. Excited to see our guys. We got to officially decide who all our guys are before we go to the game. We got Zegras, right, who's had a heck of a start. We're a Bobby Brink show. We know that already. So we're just going to have to pick a guy. Big Shot Bob. He took it from Robert Horry. So we're going to the game, and we're excited to be there. So we have these four packs of tickets to give away today for you guys to come with us. So today we were looking for the dumbest reason you had to apologize. Hugh related to many of these today.
Way too many.
So what do we think were our best ones that we can choose from here?
So we had Andy accidentally grab a handful of his ex-girlfriend's ass.
It's a big one.
Thinking it was his wife or his girlfriend.
Yeah, which Hugh did it in the gym at one point.
Somebody accidentally drank breast milk.
That's just crazy.
Well, not just accidentally drank breast milk, all of the breast milk that was there.
Yeah, Big V exposed a cheating military wife. Right?
Yeah.
Was that what that was?
That hurt.
Let's see. The guy that got banged up and.
Oh, the Irish flu?
Yeah, to puke in the giant parking lot.
Yeah, you know what?
I did like that one.
I do like throwing up in a giant parking lot on a Sunday morning. That's
okay.
Yeah, so how about Gary with the Irish flu?
That'll be one. And how about, man, toasting the ex-girlfriend at a wedding?
Oh, that was a great
getting
one.
The wrong
Cheers
name.
To you.
That's a life ruiner right there. All right, you're headed to the Flyers game. That was, he's from Doylestown, that one?
That was Mark.
Mark,
in
okay.
Delaware.
Yep. That was Mark in Delaware. All right.
And Gary in Doylestown.
Gary, there it is. There we go. Mark and Gary, you guys are headed to the Flyers game with us. All right, that's it for us tonight. You doubling down?
I am.
Raiders money line.
Raiders money line.
I'm fading Hugh tonight. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show is next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Please.
Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score. Hugh gave out a couple of those today he likes. I like R.J. Harvey in tonight's game. If that player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million. $1 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.